Today, we continue with lesson number 28 in our study of Mishnayos Meseches Chulin. Today, we will, Emirza Hashem, finish the 8th Perek. We will finish Perek Ches, Perek Kol HaBosor. We will be studying Mishnah Hey and Mishnah Vov, Perek 8, Mishnah 5, and Mishnah 6. Mishnah 5. Kevas Nochri. Vishel Nevelo Hare Zo Asura. Now, our Mishnah is discussing the din of cholov, of milk, which is found inside the keva of the animal. The keva is the innermost stomach of the animal, in which the milk sits and ferments in the contained in the skin of the keva. So, if, for example, you have a sheep or a calf that nursed from its mother and therefore drank milk from its mother, and then you shech this calf or this lamb and find inside, in the keva, in the stomach of that calf, milk, what's the halacha of such a thing? Our Mishnah will also discuss the situation which was common, that in order to get milk to curdle, to become cheese, they would put in it a piece of the skin of the keva. And the skin of the keva had within it an enzyme of some sort, has within it an enzyme, which causes the milk, or any milk, to become cheese-like, to become, to curdle. So our Mishnah says, Kevas Nochri Vishel Nevelo. And the Gemara explains that the Mishnah is not talking of two different situations. A keva belonging to a goy, and B, the keva of an animal which was not shechted properly, which was hit by a truck, stunted, electrified to death, or whatever. But rather, the keva of a nochri, if a nochri goy has an animal and is showing you the stomach of that animal, obviously that animal is nevela too. But rather, says the Gemara, our Mishnah means kevas nochri vishel nevela, the keva of the shchita of a nochri, which is a nevela. And keva, in this situation, doesn't mean the stomach itself, but rather the congealed milk which is inside the keva, which you find inside the keva. So in the case of a keva from an animal which is an avela, hare zo asura, it is osur, meaning the milk inside of it is osur because it's part of the animal is an avela, the milk is an avela. That's the meaning of this statement in the Mishnah, as we will see, that's not the conclusion of the halacha. The Mishnah continues, Hama'amid ba'or shel keva kishero. That if a person has an animal which was shechted and is kosher, and he wants to take the skin of this keva and use it to be makrish. Makrish means to cause to congeal, to cause to curdle, by putting this or, this skin, into the milk to make cheese. So do you not have here boso v'cholov? You have meat, the skin of the keva, and you have milk. Im yesh b'no sein tam, if there is not 60 parts milk to the one part skin, meaning if there's sufficient volume of skin of meat of the keva, and it will give a taste of meat into the milk, hare zo asuro. So the gavina, the milk or the cheese which results, is osur because it's bosor v'cholov. It has in it the taste of meat and it has milk. However, if there is not sufficient or not sufficient skin of the stomach to spread its taste of meat throughout the milk, namely there are 60 parts milk to the one part of skin of the keva, then the cheese, the resulting cheese, is mutar. Now one might wonder, is it mutar in such a case? After all, we have a rule that if something is put into a mixture not just as one passive ingredient, but as an active ingredient, as a ma'amid, as an enzyme which is going to cause a chemical process in that milk, that Dover HaMa'amid is not botel. However, the Gemara explains that that's only true if a person is ma'amid cholov with an or shel kevas nevela, where the or, the skin, is not just also because of basar. It's also because of nevela. It's what's called isuro machmas atzmo. The skin is also itself. And then you put that skin into milk, even though there are 60 parts milk against the skin of a kevas nevela. We would say the kevas nevela is also machmas atzmo, and it's a dovor hamamid, and therefore it's not botel, because it's used as an enzyme to provoke, to stimulate a chemical process. And therefore, even if it's ein bo benosein tam, the cheese would be also. But in the case that we're considering now, where the person is using the or shel kevo kishero, the animal was shechted properly, and you took out the skin of the kevo and put it into a big bucket of milk. So, and there's enough milk to parts of milk, 60 parts of milk to the size of the one skin of the kevo kishero. The or itself is not a dover osur. It's not osur machmatz atzmo. It itself is mutter. If I wanted to eat this skin, no problem. The problem is I'm mixing it with milk. I'm causing a taruvas. I'm causing a mixture of basar v'cholov. In such a case, we're not concerned with the fact that this skin of the keva kashera is a dover hamam. It is causing a chemical reaction. But rather, we follow the fact, did it give tam basar or not into the cholov? And since there are 60 parts cholov to the basar, it was not no same tam, and therefore the cheese is not also. The Mishnah continues. Kishero sheyonka min hatrefa. Suppose you have a kosher animal, perfectly fine, healthy cow, calf, which sucked, nursed from a trefa, its mother, or the female cow that it sucked milk from, was a trefa, had a hole in its lungs or whatever. Kevoso asuro. When you shecht the behema keshera and find inside cholov, that cholov is asur, because it is, where did the calf get this cholov from? It got the cholov from the mother cow. The mother cow was a trefa, so this is cholov trefa. What about the reverse trefa? Suppose you have a calf which has a hole in its lung. Sheyonka, which nursed and drank milk, sucked milk, min haksheira, from its mother, which was a perfectly kosher, glatt kosher cow, kevoso muteris. So then, not the stomach of the cow, the calf is a trefa, remember, so the stomach is not muta, but here the word kevoso is used to mean the milk in the keva. That's mutar. The milk in the keva of the cow, of the calf, even though the calf is a trefa, but that milk came from the mother, which it was a kishera, right? And it's just was like poured from the mother cow into the keva of the baby cow and of the calf. So that's the fact that the calf is a trefa doesn't affect the milk, and the milk is mutar. This particular sugya of kevas nevela is a complex one in the Gemara, and pays to study in detail and to compare with other sugyos in the Gemara elsewhere which discuss these in Yonim, but this is beyond the purview of our basic shir in Mishnayos, and we have finished Mishnah Hey. Mishnah Vov, the last Mishnah in the 8th Perek, continues with a comparison of the halachos which apply to chelev, to those fatty parts of the animal which are prohibited to be eaten by the Torah under very strict consequences, chelev is a chi of kores, and dam, and blood of an animal. So the Mishnah says, chomer b'chelev mi badom, v'chomer badom mi b'chelev. Chelev and dam are both osur b'achila, and for both of them you're chi of kores. As the Pasuk says, Chumash Vayikra, Perek Zayin, Psukim Chof Gimel, and on, Kol chelev shorvo kesev oez lo so chelu ki kol ochel chelev min abahema she yakvi mimeno v'nichrus ha nefesh ocheles meyameo v'chol dam lo so chelu kol nefesh asher tochal kol dom v'nichrus ha nefesh ahi meyameo. Look up the psukim, you'll see it's a serious business, chelev and dam. Our Mishnah is going to teach us that in some respects chelev is stricter than dam, and in some respects dam is stricter than chelev. Chomer b'chelev, what are some of the ways in which chelev is stricter than dam? Shehachelev mo'alin bo. If a person has an animal which is a korban, and he derives benefit from that korban, so under certain conditions, he is mechuyov a new korban, he's guilty of me'ila, he's guilty of deriving benefit from hegdish. Suppose a person goes over to an animal which is a korban and gets hana'ah from its chelev. He doesn't have to eat the chelev, but he gets hana'ah from the chelev. He uses the chelev of an animal which is korban to wax his floor, all right, to shine his shoes. So in such a case, he is guilty of me'ila, even in the case of kodshim kalim, of a korban like a shlomim. V'chayoven olav mishum pigul. If the korban became pigul, meaning here's an animal which was a korban. Now we studied Meseches Tevachim and Menachos what pigul means. It means that the shochet who shechted the animal which is a korban shechted it in order to perform the zrikas hadam, to sprinkle the blood, or in order to eat the meat of the korban, or in order to put that korban upon the mizbeach chutz l'zmano. He's shechting it on Tuesday afternoon, and then he has in mind to do these various procedures Thursday afternoon. All right. So that animal is pigul. Pigul achi, also a serious iser. Suppose a person eats the chelev of an animal which has of a korban animal which has become pigul. He's chayev not only because of pigul, but also because of chelev. V'nosor. Similarly, we know that if a korban is tapped after its time, korban shlomim, shechted on Tuesday afternoon, can be eaten Tuesday afternoon, all Tuesday night, Wednesday morning, Wednesday afternoon, but not past Wednesday night. And if a person eats it, if a person leaves it, not only eats it, but leaves it past that time to Wednesday night, the korban becomes nosor, it's overtime. And it's also under serious stringencies. Suppose a person eats the chelev of nosor, so he's chayev not only because of nosor, he's chayev because of chelev. Vitome. Suppose the korban became tomei, tumas haguf, you shechted the korban, the meat sitting there, and the sheretz fell upon the meat, it's now tomei. And he eats the chelev of this korban which became tomei, he's chayev because of chelev and because of eating kochim betumah. Fine. Mashein kein badam. By dam, this is not true. There's no me'ila in dam, because the posuk says, vayikro yud zayin posuk yud aleph, and the Gemara says, dam is for kapora, not for me'ila. Gemara meseches yomo, daf nun tes amid beis. And there's no chiyuv because of pigul. Because pigul, if you remember the Mishnayos and Zvochim and the Menachos, pigul is only for a dovo sheyesh lo matirin. So the meat of the korban, which became mutor because of the zrikas hadam, became mutor for achilas odom, or chelev, which with the zrikas hadam, the chelev became mutor to be put upon the mizbeach. So the chelev is a dovor sheyesh lo matirin. There is a procedure which is done to render that chelev mutor, not mutor to eat, but mutor to eat, be eaten, so to speak, quote, eaten, end quote, by the mizbeach. But dam, nothing makes dam mutor. The dam is a matir es atzmo. When you shech the animal of a korban, the dam has to be sprinkled. There's nothing which is matirit, nothing which makes it permissible to be sprinkled. So therefore, a dover she'en lo matirin, like dam, there is no chiyuv pigul. There's also no chiyuv nosor or tomei, meaning there's no chiyuv dam. If a person eats dam from, or drinks dam from a korban which became nosor or tomei, because the posuk says, va'anin is sativ lochem. Lochem means shelochem yehei, it's yours. Ki hadam hu benefesh yichaper. Hu? Lifnei kapora, acha kapora. dam, no other isur can the dam is not. Dam is not an Isur which can be, can ride on the shoulders, so to speak, of another Isur. So there's no Dam by Nosar, no Isur Dam by Nosar, no Isur Dam by Tuma. Dam, you're only also because of Dam, not because of these other things, not Nosar and not Tuma. V'chomer, so these are ways in which Chelev is stricter than Dam. V'chomer badam, and there are ways in which dam is more chomer than chelev. Shehadam noheg b'vehemo v'chaya v'of bein temeyim uvein tahorim. The iser of dam is noheg by a cow and by a deer and by a chicken and by a camel. All right? V'hachelev eino noheg elo b'vehemo torah bulvad. But there's no iser chelev by a deer and none by a chicken, and certainly none by a non-kosher animal like a camel or whatever, a pig or whatever. But only behemah tameh, only behemah tahorah. And so we have completed Mishneh Vov. In the process, we've completed the 8th perek, and we have completed lesson number 28.